My name is Celeste from Catskill, New York, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Wayfarm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wayfarm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanitta, the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Find out where the music takes you on the next Deep Threes when the final recording sessions of the Robert Honer Percussion Ensemble see the light of day. Plus the explosive orchestra sounds of the Dorf Sound.
Like Macaulay Culkin when they come knocking the door, be opened by my pops who says come correct or catch the flaming hot. He gets two choices to those that never heard it, either be deserted or come and get converted. Even the introverted in his presence ain't shy, but scream Jesus Christ equals Elohim and the Most High. Yeah, why go to hell when you die when Christ be giving fresh breath of life like Panaka? Why be infernally nasty and mean when you can be eternally crispy and clean? And listen to the God who says forget what you heard. For me, I rep for you, and that's my word. Bang!
Pressing and accounting for, pound it down for my Lord. Sound the horn, spit the roar, everybody hit the floor. If the Lord of all has given all for all, then why do most of all choose to ball and walk abroad? Living for the minute you think blink is gone. We in the clutch now, what now? Kid, come on. Everything we do has a fee, that means it has a cost. True life says choose Christ, cause Christ chose the cross.
Gospel activists, advocates of salvation, preparing for the invasion of Christ, the body snatcher, who will soon to come rapture us. Moment won't capture this miraculous event. Our final call is repentance. No moon, no star, no crescents. We give reverence to the presence of the maker of the heavens and the earth. Who places first? Who can match the worth of the great I am? Who blows on man, turns him back into sand? God's land, the God man with the hard hand turns to ruin. The wicked and subdues them, rescues them, who pursues him, renews them, who's tuned into the communion of the triunion. It's no illusion, it's the Most High ruling. God and human, Jesus, no man can stand next to. To whom all respects due, all hail Exus.
Okay, gentlemen, we're gonna take a break. We'll reconvene in a minute. Just be ready to roll, baby.
Mike, we blaze them.
The Lord,
God'll save them.
Hands,
y'all raise them.
Christ,
or praise them.
No pretending.
Only one Savior we're recommending.
Indeed.
Now let's proceed with the representing.
Mike,
we blaze them.
The Lord,
God'll save them.
Hands,
y'all raise them.
Christ,
or praise them.
No pretending.
Only one Savior we're recommending.
Now let's proceed with the representing.
News flash is the ambassador, known for asking ya, do you know the master of the world, the one that's after ya? Had a son to die just to provide a blood bath for ya. You do the math for ya, come up with love.
That's just his character.
You figured the love would capture ya, cause it's spectacular. He's coming back like remakes of Dracula, just to rapture the church. I clap because I know Satan's hating the fact that ya, hearing of Jesus and the wonderful plan he has for ya. Some might laugh at ya, but they're headed for the wrath of ya. Can't grasp with ya, a passenger on a path with ya. Party like a bachelor, max like a max. Play the Mac and back, you coined the phrase.
Girl, let me rap to ya.
You're always strapped down, got enemies all over Cracktown. I know the haps now, I got a similar background. Surrender kids, trust Christ, become a friend of his, and let him throw you on the team of representatives.
Jesus, be the Lord of the land, and man, he loves ya. Rejecting Christ is lethal like weapons in the hand of Danny Glover. Any other option burning in your chest that has yet to stop sin from turning into death needs to be thoroughly questioned before the firing squad.
claiming to have knowledge that's higher than God's. And for telling people these lies, my dad's in it. Never had limits, producing a world of bad tenants.
Urban habitats, where heads be strapped to gats, rapping that keep it real. When they really lacking facts, about the action pack attraction that's never slacking black. He has everlasting stats on the map. Check the atlas, I attack this. Fact track with tactics that come from the theocratic palace, like Alice. I wonder in this land if you heads understand how the blunder of man put you beneath the thunder hand. That won't slumber, fam, to sling you like a rubber band down into hell for rejecting the Sunderland. The eternal son who was sent, supreme firstborn, who took the worst form of punishment, death was performed. The curtain tore, it was published in the holy handbook that this man took for the commission of his coming attractions of gospel blockbusters, blasting his word that be sharper than box cutters.
Mics,
we blaze them.
The law,
God'll save them.
Hands,
y'all raise them.
Christ,
all praise them.
No pretending,
there's only one savior we're recommending.
Indeed.
Now let's proceed with the representing.
Mics,
we blaze them.
The law,
God'll save them.
Hands,
y'all raise them.
Christ,
all praise them.
No pretending,
only one savior we're recommending.
Indeed.
Now let's proceed with the representing.
Hey, great job, gentlemen. We're gonna shut down the house for the day. Go back to your constituents, get your things straight. But that was great representation today. I'm sure.
Yes, that was great representation. Yeah, you're at the right place. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And we are here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson, Catskill, New York. The bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. I'm not here alone. Father, Son, Holy Ghost got us. And our audio engineer extraordinaire, Brother Randall Martin of Martin AV Services, is here. How are you today, Brother Randall?
I am doing very well, and I only have one question for our bright side listeners. Are you ready to worship?
Yeah. Well, you know, beloved, it just occurred to me last week that this is the 50th anniversary celebration of hip hop, a music genre that people thought was not going to last. And we know the story. Some of us know the story, you know, of how they struggled in the beginning, but found their footing. And some extraordinary things have happened out of the hip-hop genre. Just like with America and anything else, some good, some bad, right? But the good outweighs the bad, as far as I can tell. Anyhow, we have the genre of Christian hip-hop that we're highlighting. There's conscious hip-hop, there's gangster hip-hop, there's ratchet hip-hop, there's all kind of hip-hop. And even in the old days when they had symphony music, Amadeus, what about Amadeus Mozart? There was folk didn't like him. They thought he had a hedonistic-like style, and they wasn't loving on him, right? I think when gospel music came around, people were complaining that they were taking Christian music and putting words to it, and you know, and they weren't pleased about that. So I think I just have a little bit of a desire to help introduce people to this genre of hip-hop. Christian hip-hop, conscious hip-hop, and that's what we're focusing on in this 50th anniversary of hip-hop. Just a few more months of the year. I got on the bandwagon late, but I don't mind taking the ride and bringing some hip-hop, Christian hip-hop, to our listeners. So I hope you take the ride with me. It's not all hip-hop. I think we got one more in the lineup today, but just to give you a little taste. And if you got any young people, 50 years, that's two generations that have been grown up on hip-hop. Amen. And one person that I read, he said that hip-hop, Christian hip-hop, is what brought him to Christ, beloved. Amen. So if you got young people and they're kind of bored with the anthems and bored with the hymns and even bored with, you know, traditional gospel, amen, introduce them to some Christian hip-hop. I'll help you out with that. That's what we're doing right here, right now, because there's a bright side. Even to hip-hop, there's a bright side somewhere. We got a wonderful lineup for you today, my beloveds of God. Yes, my sisters and my brothers, our friends and our visitors. We come with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we have a lineup for you today. Before I get there, though, do you know that today is National Radio Day? Yes, beloved, National Radio Day. So snaps and claps to all the radio broadcasters, programmers, program producers, engineers, technicians, owners, managers. We're celebrating on us today And I thank God for each and every one. Thank God for the WGXC team that do such a wonderful job. And it's just, you know, they said when you enjoy what you're doing, you never work a day. And so it's just been a joyful experience to be on a radio with WGXC. And I hope that you continue to hang in there with us. We are a listener-supported radio for open ears. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to let you listen to your radio and take the journey with us today with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We have, that was House of Representatives with the by the Cross Movement. And then we have, I believe, Brother Fred Jenkins, Because of Who You Are, Vicky Yohe, I Won't Give Up, Darnell Davis, Breakthrough, Ricky Dillard, Miracles, Kiara Sheard featuring Pastor Mike, It's a New Season, Alexandra, and Adulting, Mr. Jonathan McReynolds. We'll be back after that with our spiritual social commentary for today. Seven songs, amen, 31 minutes of music for the heart, the mind, the soul. Here we go. Beloved, I believe.
I see victory, and it's heading straight for me. I believe. Oh my, just believe. I see victory, and it's heading straight for me. I believe, oh yeah, just believe. Oh, yeah.
I see victory.
I
Because of who you are. The Bible says in Galatians 6 and 9, it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Listen, we want to encourage you not to give up and not to give in. Don't throw in the towel. Hallelujah. Come on, say, I won't give up. Say it, y'all.
I won't give up.
Come on, say, I won't give in.
I won't give in. No.
Come too far.
I've come too far.
Come too far to turn around. And I've got to hold on.
I've got to hold.
Until the end. Yes, sir.
Until the end.
Come on, I won't give up.
I won't give up.
But I won't give in. Say it, y'all.
I won't give in. No.
I've come too far.
I've come too far.
And I've got to hold on. Say it, y'all.
I've got to hold until the end.
Say the road's been rough. Say it.
The road's been rough.
I've had some lonely nights.
I've had some lonely nights.
Listen, but my mind is made up. Hallelujah. I'm determined.
But my mind.
Yes, Lord.
Made up.
I'm going to stay with the Lord.
I'm going to stay with the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Come on, say the road's been rough. Say
the road's been rough.
And I've had some lonely nights.
I've had some lonely
many nights I cried.
Nights.
Many nights I was all by myself. But my mind is made up. Say it, Chuck. Say, all set.
Oh,
I will not let go.
Yes, Lord.
And I've got to hold on, say.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, he's everything to me. Yes, Lord. And I get excited right here, and I cry out to him. Come on, say. We want to tell you that you can't give up, that you can't give in. Come on, say it,
y'all. You can't give up.
Yeah. Come on, say it. You can't give in, say it.
You can't give in. No.
You've come too far. Hallelujah.
Too far.
Yeah. And you got to hold on.
You're all I've got.
Cause you're all I've got. I'm trusting.
And I'm believing.
I believe.
From my
breakthrough.
Anybody feel your breakthrough is on the way? And while you're waiting, those of you who are sick, healing. Heal. And my faith.
And my faith is in you, God.
Because you're all I've got. And declare with your hands lifted, victory. Come on, say it.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pat Tim.
But look now, it's really happening. What you thought was impossible. Yeah. You say yes, now he's on a roll. Yeah. Blessings keep stacking. Warfare you packing. He's never leaving you alone. Whatever you speak, it unfolds. Let me
cracking up up there, yeah.
So speak whatever you want. What you've been dreaming, you've got it. And don't doubt it.
I need
it.
You on your feet tonight.
See
come on.
What
come
he's
on.
Doing.
Come on.
He said he would. He performed miracles just like he said he would. He performed miracles just like he said he would. I need you to clap your hands if you know God has not forgotten about you and he's still about to do it.
He's a God of love. Fill you with peace and hope.
Yeah.
To live to see it all. You gotta see it.
People for me.
It's a new season. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh. You see, the Bible says, to everything there is a season and there is a time, to every purpose under the heaven. And I'm here today to declare a new season over your life. Hallelujah. And I pray, as I'm declaring this, as I'm declaring this new season, that you would have the understanding of times, like the sons of Issachar, to know exactly how to embrace, how to receive this new season. Hallelujah. Oh yes, it's a new season. Hey, hey. It's a new season. 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 Yeah. It's a season of grace. A season of healing. A season of blessing coming your way. Season of harvest, and it's a season of success. It's a season of peace, and it's coming your way.
This morning, what I'm overwhelmed by is exactly what I wanted. Adulting ain't easy, even when you're happy. The work to maintain it can still make you crazy. And I'm not quite sure what it's all quite for, but maybe one day I'm gonna finally learn that some things just ain't worth stressing about. I'm gonna pray and I doubt that my God can work it out, hey. I'll take care of what I can, I'll leave the rest in His hands. Trust that God can work it out, yeah. Ah! shoes I'm trying to fill up. It's enough to make me give up. I see them pointing, don't want to disappoint them. Adulting's an honor, but so many problems. I bet if I list them, I could make an album. You know it's just like me to turn issues into an anthem. But one day I'm gonna finally write something. This ain't worth stressing about. I'm gonna pray and I doubt that my God can work it out, yeah. I'll take care of what I can. I'll leave the rest in His hands and trust that God can work it out, yeah.
Nothing's impossible, but they can't stop us. Now I'm adulting in this purpose circus, huh? You see, we clean now. Dirty South, they see we mean now. Humbly flat face, see we bow before the Father and the King of Kings. Heavenly Baba, you see everything. We just let the praises ring. Mick Reno's a big window to pour a blessing out when I'm aching in the middle. Watch me pray a lot harder. Listen to the Spirit move smarter. You made my heart, I keep the guard up. Yeah, adulting ain't free, it's easy, ain't breezy. Still, you're the God of every situation, get the heart stop. You gave me life, I give it all up. Adulting ain't free, but easy, believe me. It's in your hand, you got the plan, we just being man. Read the book, take a look, but we don't understand. Now I ain't little, but I might just need to grab a hand. I ain't ashamed to ask, I got my pipe right to the land. Adulting, man, it's nasty.
Adulting just made me rethink when he told me to come like a child. Maybe that was meant to save me.
Yes, maybe that was meant to save us. Come to him like little children, learning, ready to learn, ready to try, ready to experience, fall down, get back up again. Oh, I love it. I love it. Hello, beloved. Pastor Kim here. And yes, time for me to give my spiritual social commentary. I want to talk to some of the young adults and those of us who have young adults in our lives who are seeking to find their way and find their way in faith, in the Christian faith especially and particularly. Had one of my young people that I mentor take me out to lunch. What an honor, right? And wanted to have a conversation about, you know, faith and relationship with God. And I know this is something I've spoken about prior in other conversations on air and off air. We are in this time where there's a lot more exposure. You know, we have different cultures who come into America more so than when I was a young person, right? Different religious traditions and beliefs. We have this term spirituality. People say, well, I'm spiritual, I'm not religious. People are, you know, coming into some of the traditions that were religious traditions that were taboo in the slave period of this country. And people are returning to those things with the understanding that they might have been superior in giving us knowledge and power and stuff like that. That whole conversation I can't get into today, but I do want to just talk about, you know, developing a healthy relationship with Jesus Christ, developing a healthy relationship in terms of Christianity with all of different denominations. I think there's about 4,000 different kind of breakdowns of what it means to be Christian and doctrine and theologies and stuff. But in the foundation and the root of it and the base of it is the knowledge of Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the one true and living God, the monotheistic faith that there is one God and Father of us all. And that in developing a healthy relationship with Jesus Christ, it requires that, you know, we get into the Word of God, right? That we have to study and read the Word of God. We have to reflect on the Bible regularly and seek the Bible as the roadmap for our guidance and understanding in its teachings about life, about eternal life, about human life and our relationships to God, the things in heaven and that which is under the earth. We in order to develop a strong and healthy relationship with Jesus Christ, we pray regularly, right? And we pray, and he has given us the ability and the permission to pray using his name, praying daily and sharing our thoughts and concerns and gratitude for Jesus, right? Our thoughts with Jesus and concerns with Jesus and God through Jesus, to worship and fellowship regularly also, to participate in worship services and to join a supportive community of faith or a church group to connect, so that we connect with others who share in our faith. And the Christian tradition teaches us to be of service and to engage in acts of kindness and charity and to help strengthen our connection and our connection with others following Jesus's teachings of compassion and love and sacrifice and also to develop that relationship strong with Jesus in the midst of all of these different theologies and ideologies and philosophies. Personal reflection. We have to set aside time for personal reflection and meditation. And the Bible tells us to meditate on the word of God, even day and night. Self-examination, to look at our spiritual connectedness, right? Find a pastor or mentor or spiritual guide who can provide guidance and support and help us to be accountable in our Christian journey. We want to avoid isolating ourselves, right? We want to avoid becoming too insulated. Hallelujah. And also patience and grace for ourselves, patience and grace with each other, patience and grace in building a relationship with God through Jesus Christ takes time. Setbacks are normal. So be gracious to yourself and be gracious in building relationships with others, even those who are of the Christian faith or are of another faith. Continue learning and your thirst for learning about your faith through books, through online resources, through discussions, through worship and Bible studies and conferences, continuous learning, webinars and seminars, and we integrate our faith into our daily life, right? Our faith helps us to make decisions and choices and decisions about relationships and other aspects of our lives, and helps us develop a healthy overall outlook about our lives. Yes, beloved, it is so important. I'm so glad that there are young adults who are really seriously seeking and searching, as I remember doing when I was a young adult, and doing comparative religious studies and in historical contexts about religions and understanding the attributes of God and the attributes of the one true and living God, the monotheistic God, omnipotence and omniscience and omnipresence, and the eternal nature of God, and how he differs from so many other gods. The word of God tells us in Isaiah 45, I am the Lord, and there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. I will strengthen you, though you even have not acknowledged me, I'll strengthen you. Tells us in Exodus 20 that, you know, have no other gods before me. So acknowledging that there are other gods, but don't put any of those other gods before me. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ, amen, has let us know that he and the Father God are one. So, beloved, that's just a little taste. We could go on and on, but I don't have time. But we just wanted to help a little bit in the times in which we live, the culture and the social setting in which we find ourselves as Christians in the world. Hang in there. Stay strong. Stay connected. God loves you. I love you too. This is my spiritual social commentary for today. I love you too, but God loves you more. Yes, God loves you best and better than all the rest. I tell people all the time, you keep that knowledge in your mind, and you will stay blessed. All right. This is Pastor Kim with my spiritual social commentary for today. We have more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, and we're going to get to it. Yes, we are. And so coming up right now is another taste of the hip-hop Christian genre, Jesus Christ by Pete McSweet. It's all about Jesus, beloved. Our way
to the Lord for all he's done in giving us this rap. So everybody come on and join with me, and let's give God a hand clap. All right! Yeah! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, y'all, let's give it. Come on, let's praise him. Some say sugar falls off my feet, but I'm not here to glorify me. I want to speak about the Savior, J.C. You see, he's the top man and he's the boss for you and me. He died on the cross. He's number one, God's only son, who didn't leave here till his work was done. Now he's number one in the hemisphere, under the atmosphere, over the stratosphere. He's the most of most, from coast to coast, all the born-again saints with the Holy Ghost. To say Jesus Christ, at the end to my life, he washed away all of my sins, gonna make me chilly nice. You mean it, Jesus Christ, at the end to my life, he washed away all of my sins, gonna make me chill and nice. Jesus Christ, at the end to my life, he washed away all of my sins, making me chilly nice. Come on, y'all. Jesus Christ, entered into my life. He washed away all of my sins. Gonna make me chilly nice. Praise him. Yeah. If they think we are just a bit peculiar, we fulfill God's will, but that does not mean that we're ill. To himself he wants to bring a people doing lots of good things. We are peculiar for doing good. See, the world won't serve God like they should, but this thing too, I want to say, we're similar in several ways. I like to travel and get around and rap to the rhythmatic sound. I like hanging out with my friends. If God so wills, I'll drive a Benz. This here may sound complex. Us saints, we dig the opposite sex. Baseball, football, I throw down on some basketball. I play handball, without a doubt. I must be non-believer out. But see, I don't take these things too far. Make them more real than what they are. They're all second to the sun. With me, Jesus is number one. He sets the pace, the time and place. I'm bound to grace. The race. I'm running hard, cutting no slack, no sound, no friend, no car, no girl, no sport, no rap's gonna hold me back, no way.
Yes, love it. Jesus is number one. That's Pete McSweet with Jesus Christ. Well, it's about time for me to get out of here. But remember, there's a bright side somewhere. And right now is with me on WGXC. I want to say happy birthday to all you August babies, and may the next 365-day revolution around the sun bring you more joy, more peace, as you make that work, that walk with the S-O-N, Son of God. Want to also remember those who are suffering right here in our own land, from whatever economy, health, grief, not enough money, not enough work, whatever your situation is, we're going to be praying, and we are praying for you. We are praying for you. All right. You keep on praying. Don't quit in the dip. Remembering those who are dealing with fires and floods all over our world, all over our nation, wherever you may be. Remember never to forget God loves you and God is in control. Hang on in there. He has a way of making a way where there seems to be no way. This is Pastor Kim, and I am your perpetual optimist. And we got one more song for you. This is an oldie and a goodie. Sounds of Blackness. Hold on. Change is coming. till we meet or speak again. God bless you. Stay well, stay safe. Stay blessed.
All right. Ooh, yeah.
Take a little message out to those of y'all who feel like you're struggling.
Yeah, it's a simple song. Yeah. La-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yesterday, a man stared at me and said, how can you smile when your world is crumbling down? I said, in my seat. When I wanna cry, I take a look around and I see that I'm getting by.